Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Seizing property, manhunt over, storming the fence, and Pearl Harbor veteran. That's all coming up. And Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a bit of a surreal update to the lawfare against Donald Trump. New York Attorney General is taking steps to prepare to seize Trump's assets, specifically Seven Springs. It's a private estate in Bedford, New York, north of Manhattan. Give this place a Google. It's stunning. It's a huge mansion, 50,000 square feet, built in 1919. It took 5 years to build with 500 Italian masons, 213 acres. It's absolutely stunning. Trump bought it in 1995 for $7.5 million. A professional appraiser valued it at $56 million in 2015. The state said it was worth $20 million. That's part of the, Trump defrauded the state of New York by overvaluing his properties. Early Wednesday morning, Skylar Mead, an inmate at a maximum security prison in Idaho, was taken to the local hospital due to self-injurious behavior. As he was being escorted into the hospital, someone else opened fire on the three police officers who were following him. The inmate and this other shooter got away. Mead is an actual white supremacist. Like, he's in a group called the Aryan Knights. He was sentenced to only 20 years in prison for shooting a sheriff's sergeant during a high-speed chase in 2017. Idaho police finally captured him and his accomplice. There's video going around of 100 illegal aliens breaking through razor wire and pushing through a handful of Texas National Guardsmen, and then they ran to a much larger fence that they could not knock down or climb over that was also guarded by the National Guard. Very dramatic video. This was part of a larger group of 600 aliens trying to enter the United States in El Paso. This Texas law, SB4, is now back, not in effect. Mexico says that this law seeks to stop the flow of migrants by criminalizing them, and encouraging the separation of families, discriminating and racial profiling that violate the human rights of the migrant community. The day is coming closer when there will be no more World War II veterans with us anymore. Dick Higgins, one of the few remaining Pearl Harbor survivors, has passed away at the age of 102. He was at the last reunion in Pearl Harbor. He said, "I'm so honored to be here. I just represent all those who couldn't be here." There are only 22 Pearl Harbor survivors still with us today. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly, he has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, amidst the fear and loathing that comprises politics these days, comes a little amusement. The presidential campaign of Robert Kennedy Jr. is a hoot, as the cliche goes. Last week, someone in Kennedy's orbit put forth that he was considering New York Jet quarterback Aaron Rodgers as a potential vice presidential selection. Of course, this is nonsense and was done for publicity purposes. However, some in the lazy and corrupt media actually gave credibility to the situation. Who's next? Bad Bunny? Mr. Rodgers, the player, not the sweater guy, apparently likes conspiracy stuff, which puts him in RFK's wheelhouse. And it's my belief that the former Green Bay Packers signed with the Jets for conspiracy reasons. That team is cursed, not having reached a Super Bowl in 55 years. And last season, Aaron Rodgers lasted less than a minute on the field before going down with a season-ending injury. Cursed, cursed, cursed. Actually, Aaron Rodgers would be better than Kamala Harris. He might even get to the root causes of illegal immigration. Also, he doesn't giggle, which would be an upgrade. So Robert Kennedy Jr. got the publicity he was seeking, but in reality, he has no chance to win the White House, unless he can persuade Michelle Obama to be his running mate. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got George, the concierge member. We encourage you to upgrade if you are a BillO'Reilly.com premium member, which is a good thing. Upgrade a concierge. Get a free book. I have mixed feelings about helping Ukraine, primarily because I don't believe we are getting anything that passes for valid information about what's going on over there. Well, the U.S. intel services do. All right, so the CIA and the NSA, they know what's going on over there. And you got to have a little bit of trust in the federal government to say, this is the situation. So I don't have a beef with that. I know it's a growing controversial issue among the right, conservative Americans. Jeff Kaufman, Driftwood, Texas. I disagree with funding Ukraine. It is the most corrupt country in Europe, and our funding has gone unchecked. Until our government begins talks of peace and a settlement between the two countries, Ukraine shouldn't get a dime. So, Jeff, how would you go about getting peace and talks when Putin refuses to do that? Can't. And if you let Ukraine go down, as we've said 10 million times, you can kiss Taiwan goodbye, Moldova goodbye, just on and on and on and on. And what that will do is it will come to your house in Driftwood, Texas, and it will hurt you economically big time. Cause and effect, unintended consequences. Lisa, concierge member, thank you, Lisa. Senator Schumer is not against Israel, but against conservative government there. It was elected government, Lisa. Israeli people elected the government. We have no right to call for its overthrow. No right at all. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 259 years ago today, lawmakers in London made the biggest political blunder in history, a tax that would fracture Britain's relationship with the colonies and fuel the American Revolution. Here is the story of the Stamp Act. Throughout the 18th century, England and France waged war for control of North America. By 1765, Britain had vanquished France, but the empire had incurred tremendous debt in doing so. So the crown wanted the American colonists to shoulder some of the cost. On March 22nd, Parliament passed the Stamp Act. Instead of levying duties on traded goods, the Stamp Act imposed a direct tax on the American people. For the first time, all paper documents, including playing cards, newspapers, and personal letters, were required to bear a royal insignia. The cost was 1 penny per sheet. That's 43 cents in today's currency. The act outraged the colonists, who were mostly poor. Many insisted that only a representative assembly could impose direct taxes. That's the no taxation without representation chant. The most famous act of defiance took place in Boston, where a group called the Sons of Liberty paraded through the streets with an effigy of Andrew Oliver, Boston's stamp collector. His figure was hanged from a tree, then beheaded. Sons of Liberty later ransacked Oliver's home, forcing him to flee Boston. By 1766, most of the stamp collectors had quit, nearly all under duress. 1 year after its passage, the British Parliament repealed the Stamp Act. And here's something else you might not know. The act directly laid the foundation for the War of Independence. To quell the angry colonists, redcoats, soldiers, were dispatched to occupy Boston. Just 7 years later, the first shots of the American Revolution were fired at Lexington and Concord. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.